Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James. I tried to get that music to shut up early, but it didn't, so I had to just sit there and wait. But welcome, everybody. I'm glad to be here. It's going to be a quick show, a half-an-hour show, but it's going to be packed full of information, and it'll be fun to get some stuff cleared away. It's really an interesting time. Last month, I said, was going to be one of the most difficult months for everybody, and it appeared that it did come true. But the things that you learned last month or that you found difficult were the areas that you needed to have further integration or further release of stuff. So it's really important right now that if you're still having some discord, or if April isn't going as smoothly as it should be, then I would like you just to take time to ground yourself and try to figure out why isn't it flowing correctly, because that's the question you have to ask when you're experiencing difficulty or discord. One of the things I do want to say is there's a couple people in the caller queue that don't have their did not press number one when they came in, so that puts you at the very bottom of the list, and it also doesn't let me know that you have a question. So if you have a question, you do have to press the number one. I'm only going to do it. The show is only going to be half an hour because I want to try to stick to a schedule. So what I talked to Key about was, it looks the same. He says, we're here. We've done it. We've passed the threshold. And I'm like, really? We passed the threshold? And I was like, it seems pretty much the same on the outside. You know, for me, I've had some, experiences that heightened ability and stuff like that. But it doesn't feel like the world's changed. And that's what I'm waiting for, is that big world change. And so it's really interesting where we are. And so I said, well, we're expecting abundance. We're expecting a change in society so that we can have a more prosperous and a more creative life, more ability to do the things that bring us joy. And he says, that's coming. He's saying money's coming. And I said, to everyone? And he said, yep, to everyone. Society is going to change on a level that we haven't seen before, ever. So I want us to first congratulate us, because that's how Aki told me, is to congratulate everybody that's working on themselves. Everybody that's worked, whether if it was only on yourself, it was still for the world. And what has changed in the world is the vibrational difference is different, which means that we're all getting a different vibration that's activating our DNA in different ways. So so it's all good news. I'm like, wow, wow, wow. And I said, so let's make a difference in everybody's life. I said, we all want abundance. That's the number one thing that people want immediately. We want to have a change in our income source or in our feeling of that we're not being stomped on or pushed down or taken advantage of by taxes, by whatever's causing you to feel taken advantage of by a whole industry of politicians that are all corrupt. You know, we need a difference in our whole world structure, not just some little things. But we also need differences for us that make each individual know that what they're doing moving forward is the correct thing that they should be doing, and that it will result in abundance, which is not just financial, but it's everything. And so on my last show, I did an abundance awakening for everybody. So if you didn't get to listen to the last show, you can go to the archives and listen to it. This time, Aki is doing an abundance awakening, but it's different. We're going to do it in our solar plexus and our root chakra. So he would like everybody to place their hands on their solar plexus, which is just above your belly button, and on your root chakra, which is right at your pelvis. And so pelvic bone. And then we're going to just imagine light coming in through the top of your head and going all the way down into your solar plexus first, and then you want to push the light all the way down into your root chakra. And everybody just take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. We're releasing. Yeah, there you go. One more time. We're going to do it one more time. The energy just moved. Okay, and Aki's coming in, and what we're going to do is we're going to either clear, open, activate, spin, cleanse, and balance both those chakras. It's the first thing we're going to do, but we're going to clear any cords or anything that's holding you back, your true self-value, and from your any fears that you may be holding you back in your root chakra. Oh, yeah. And what he's doing is he's doing grounding energy and infusing the white light that we brought in. And now just take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and you're releasing what no longer serves you or what I'm clearing out. Koneka seke ne mokonata, o ochache, o opokote te te ne mokote ne no wa, ako se se o mocheche, cheke ne mokota te wa la o se wa, a tata, tatoko manisi, e ke te te ne mohata, ako na e. And so now we want you to put both of your hands on your solar plexus. We're just going to integrate the clearing that we did in the root chakra to and connect it to your solar plexus so that you're clear in both aspects. A breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. You're releasing everything. And we do have archangels here that are helping. Amen. Okay, and just one more breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and that's the last of your releasing. You're going to just release what no longer serves you. You're going to bring it up when you take your breath in, and then you're going to release it. And what this is going to do, it's going to strengthen you in your true abundance. It took away a little bit of the fear that you might have had in your root chakra that was preventing you from having financial or grounding abundance. And same thing with your solar plexus. We opened up the possibilities to reality, for your strength, for your true nature, for your true abundance. So it is a powerful activation that we just did. And that light now is like in those chakras. So it's not like it's going to dissipate. Like sometimes when you bring light in and you're leaking or something, it can go pretty quickly. Or you can shift from I'm here and then have fear and then it all goes away. But this is rooted light so that it's different now because the veil's open so much. We can bring the light in and we can actually hold it. We don't have to release it. Before it was shifting, where you would try and you'd hold it for a week and then you couldn't hold it anymore. And you slip back and you were like, I don't know what went wrong. But just open up to that. The new possibilities of everything going your way smoothly with ease and grace, bringing you abundance. The first time I want you to think about abundance after the show here is the first time that you laugh, because that's just going to bring more abundance in. The joy brings in the higher vibration of abundance, and that's in every aspect of your life. So I do want you to go out, and even if you don't know a joke, learn a joke. Tell a joke, a serious one, that you can actually have a laugh, or that you can get a guttural laugh from your gut, because it's through joy that you're bringing in the new vibration. And most of the people that listen to my show already know this, but lots of times we're slipping back and forth. Now we're anchoring, or integrating completely. I'm going to go to the first caller, which is 646. And
hi. It's Helena, Reverend James. Hi. Just options, whatever you're getting, or if you want to talk about me in financial or career.
Okay. Interesting. I feel like I want you to pay attention to your dreams, but I'm getting something that about a conflict. Are you coming up on a decision that you have to make that's giving you conflict? It feels like a decision conflict to me,
okay.
Not like a life conflict.
Okay. Not that I know of yet.
Okay. How's the thing with, is there any conflict with the moving of the roommate?
It could be. He hasn't paid the full month's rent. He's leaving earlier.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out.
Okay. Well, I think it's something to do with that. Stand up for your beliefs.
Mm.
You know what's right. You're entitled to the money that you're entitled to for the whole month, whether he leaves a day earlier, 3 days earlier, 10 days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You pay by the month. You don't pay by the day. If you were paying by the day, he would be paying more money per month.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of saying, they're saying that deal with your challenges with kindness and respect. So I don't want you to fly off at him saying, I have to have my, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Go there with the same thing that I just told you. You know, if you were renting it out by the day, it would have been a different price or something. If he doesn't flow into giving you your money, or if that situation becomes contentious. They don't want you to be confrontational. They want you to be they want you to stay in your spiritual ground. So, and the way that you do that is you don't let it affect you, what you hear. What you do is you let what you hear give you a choice to make. Okay, and in that choice, you're safe.
What you hear
can create conflict. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to let in what you hear. You want to take what you hear and create choice.
Okay,
choice to either say, I'd like, the real reason why, you got such a good rate was because you paid by the month, or, I've always accommodated you to the best of my ability, and I think it needs to be reciprocal, or that kind of thing, because you really have offered a kindness and you were kind the whole time. So stay in that place and then you'll get your money, or and you won't have the conflict. It won't come in like a conflict. You get that?
Okay. Yeah, I do. You talk.
To elevate. You haven't elevated yet, but it's I just want you to, when you elevate, that you bring it to the elevation of a spiritual elevation rather than a 3D world. And if it does end up where you don't get your money, don't spite it and don't think that it's lost. Allow it to come in however it needs to come in to replenish what was lost, because it always says what was taken from you in the Bible will be given back to you, you know, threefold. So don't ever try to think that you're having loss. Try to think that if it's not coming in this way, then I must be going to be blessed a different way.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's kind of funny. He's not like straightforward. He's weird. But
right.
Anyway, okay. All right.
Well, I think that's why they, I don't think that aggravating them will get you a result that you want. I think kindness or gentleness, gentle spirit will get you farther, I think.
All right. One other thing about him.
Okay.
Then confrontation. Will he be out by next Friday, like he said, or is he going to fool around with that?
Okay. Is he going to be out by next Friday? I don't feel like he's going to be all the way out. Sorry.
Mm. Yeah, pity. Because
well,
now it's like.
Right. Now you. I know. So don't take it all with a grain of salt. Remember that. This is a transition, and change is always brings you a feeling of insecurity or discord because, you know, it's a change. So, and the change actually is happening, but it hasn't happened. And so in that interval, you can really get caught up in a lot of emotion. And I would like you to stay grounded, and I'd like you to stay spiritual, and I'd like you to not look at money. I would like you to just know that you'll be have abundance. You know, that was the whole beginning of the show. It'll come in a different way. If he rips you off $20 or even $100,
$250.
You know, okay. Yeah, I knew it was something bigger than I know. I was just trying to use it as a negate because he might come back with more money, you know. So, don't go there with that. Okay.
All
just
right.
Allow it to be. You know that it's for your health and your benefit, and this is a blessing, and you'll allow the blessing to be what it is and go forward it that way. And I really think, Helena, that you will get everything that you're supposed to get. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay grounded, honey. And
will
I don't
do.
Mean to call you honey. I apologize.
No, it's all right. Relax.
Okay.
Relax. It's
okay.
All right. Be well. Thank you so much.
Namaste. Okay. I'm going to go right on to 111. 111, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, everyone. It's Melissa, Colorado.
Hi, Melissa. How are you doing? Awesome. Are you having a lot of spiritual experiences?
I did right now the beautiful activation. And 2 minutes later, I felt like a strong vibration behind my spinal cord. I never had that before. This is actually my second time.
It could be your Kundalini awakening. There's lots of different ways activations happen for your spiritual awakening. In the Indian or Hindu or some of those other Western type of ideologies, the Kundalini awakening is the highest form of awakening to your consciousness. And it did happen for me, but it wasn't my first awakening. I awoken differently initially. So everybody awakens the way that they're supposed to. The reason you might want to try taking energy from the base of your spine and bringing it all the way up to your crown chakra. And if you do that, if you can carry that energy, like you said, you felt it go up. If you bring that energy all the way to your crown chakra, you'll have an epiphany awakening, and that is a Kundalini awakening. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's so much different than a psychic awakening. Because it relieves some kind of embedded history kind of thing. I don't know how to explain it. it's histonic or histrionic awakening too, is what that is. To me, it seems like it's more has to do with your past lives and stuff than psychic awakening. So that's interesting to bring forward. So let me ask you another question. Did you have a specific question? That's what I needed to ask you.
Oh, okay. Please do help. Okay, my question is yesterday, oh my gosh, I looked at the sky. I always do everyday blessing. And this, it was near sunset, and the way the clouds were formatted, it looked like a shape of a ship, and it had different, it's not raining at this time right now. I just want to know if that was some form of different switch of energy switch for the area that I'm at, like maybe perhaps because I think it was something from up the universe. It was so remarkable. It had pink in there.
I did get, yes, it's an energy vault, or is what it seemed like. And the thing that I don't get is I don't feel like there was a ship there or an object. I feel like it was like a more like a vortex opening. And I feel like, and it's that initially what he said, it was the opening of a vault. So it might be like, and interesting with your Kundalini awakening, it could be a sacred anointing. You know, an old ancient anointing, because it feels like when I look at it, and I lots of times when I see clouds and stuff, and people say there's ships and all that, and there may be, but the majority of the time, my energy says no. There are aliens, and there are alien, but there's also deceptive aliens. You know, like we actually have a space alien program. That will, you know, the United States, that they don't talk about. They have their own ships that it's so hard now to decipher what is a true alien encounter, because less of it is spirited through our, you know, hidden space program or our hidden agenda of our governments to keep people not balanced. But the one thing that the government can't do is it can't control vibrational energy hitting the earth. And it does come in portals. It does come in waves. It does come in different ways. And vibration cannot be stopped. Objects and deception, visual deception, are really easy to manipulate. And clouds are really easy to manipulate. Well, they control the weather. They have a lot more control than we can even perceive. What we see on the outside, I believe, we're at least 500 years ahead of time of what the public knows. So now in China, they just came out where they said, where they're telling people, which is really scary, because when they tell, then, you know, they're beyond that now. They've implanted human characteristics into monkeys' brains, and the monkeys have gotten smarter, of course. And China is a world developer of utilizing animals as test subjects. And so when they say that they've imprinted brain activity into monkeys, they probably already implanted it into humans, and they probably, you know, it's just ethically not accepted, so you can't say certain things, or it'll bring a whole world of examination down on the country. But because they have no regulation, they are more advanced than a lot of us as far as utilizing technology. And the reason why they let us know little bits and pieces about it is because it's going to happen to us. They already can implant electrodes into brains. They already can help people that are deaf hear. They can now they can insert an optical eye, and it will actually give you that night vision ability. So they're, like I said, it's so far advanced. But what they can control is spirituality and that vibration, because it comes in as nanoparticles of vibration. And when you awaken to your truth, then they can no longer, you're no longer caught up into listening to what is going on, because you're connecting now for your answers rather than listening. I don't watch the news anymore because it's not pertinent, but I do know that our world is going to have no war in my lifetime. I don't know how, and it seems like there's a lot of turbulence in the world, but it will happen. And I believe it will happen in my lifetime, because that's what Aki told me. I don't have to listen to the news to say, you know, North Korea is upset and South Korea is upset and, all of that stuff that's going on in the world. All I know is that if I put the correct vibration where I am now and allow the vibrations that are coming in and not listen to that stuff, I will vibrate at a rate that will not only benefit me, it will benefit the world. And that's what you're doing. You're integrating all this new vibrational energy. When you were under, did you go under the cloud or was it off to the in the distance?
I was trying to, but it was a little bit shifted. It can maneuver and see me. It can come near me.
I do feel like there was a door that opened in, a vibration or a rain of energy came down from it. Did you feel that?
Yes, I did. My spinal cord also felt it. We actually had two times when I was looking at it.
Okay, because I do, what it looks like to me is like a door opened and like a vault door, like a big thick door or, you know, that would be on a vault, but it came down rather than sideways. And when that came down, it rained energy down. And I do believe it rained on you, or it poured energy on you, because I think you're going to be going to some much higher levels in your intuitive ability. I would work in your meditation on bringing the Kundalini energy all the way up to your crown chakra. And if you do that, you'll have an awakening that's different than a psychic awakening. It's more of a explosion of psychic energy, it's like an explosion is the only thing I can think, because it bursts. It did for me, so I think it would be a burst for you too, or for most people.
Reverend, is that a shield? Like Korea, I know Korea renounced on shields from the universe.
No, it's not. It's everything to me is vibration. It's a vibration that comes up from the bottom up through you. Okay, it's what you're doing. It's got source energy that you awaken to. It's like an epiphany moment. It does seem visually like a burst of light, or the presence of God. Coronates or crowns you. Is the only way I can explain it. The other thing is, if you can't bring the energy all the way up, suppress it, push it down, and then bring it back up. Okay, that's how you can work Kundalini energy. It does go both ways. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, namaste. I'm going to do this. Last call. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm going to do this last caller for the show. 415, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Ann.
Hi, Ann from California?
Yes, long time.
Okay. Yes, it's been a while, but I was. Okay, hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. The last two supermoons were pretty intense. I had a lot of deep clearing and cleansing, you know, for a couple of weeks after each moon. So I guess my question to Aki is, you know, now what? Now to move forward from all that cleansing, or what's to focus on now?
It's kind of a weird show. It's maybe because it's so quick and stuff, but I feel I got another thing about challenges. So are you having some difficulty challenges? Like,
no.
Are you coming up for any contracts or negotiations or something like that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I just want to, same thing. I feel like I want to tell you, okay, I want to see why they're saying it. So, okay. Okay. Well, even though there's no challenges in your life, wow, it's almost exactly the same as the first caller. Because they're saying pay attention to your dreams. And there might be some challenges in bringing your dreams forward. Maybe that's what it is. Let me just ask that specifically. Challenges in bringing your dreams forward. Okay. Let's look at, yeah, I'm going to say that's where your challenge is. So do you know what you're dreaming to, you know, what are your goals? Do you have a set of goals?
Well, that's what the clearing was all about. That's what I cleared so much of. Was past things that don't serve me any longer. So I don't see what the challenges, why there be any challenges now.
What did that do then?
What did all that clearing do? What was the good of all that clearing if it's just more challenges ahead?
Well, I'm not saying that there's challenges ahead. What they're saying is that if there's challenges or if there's discord, that it's now for you to take it to the next level and not allow it to integrate as a challenge or discord. It's to identify that you're moving through something on the highest level and to bring the spirituality that you've integrated to that. Of course, as you've cleared all of that stuff, you're going to be put in places where to see, you know, to utilize what you've learned, like,
right.
Yeah, there's never no challenges. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think of challenges like, you know, it could be something as simple as, you know, a challenge could be, you know, I don't have time to go to the store, and you say, okay, I'm not going to go to the store, and you just don't let it integrate into, you know, Discord. Or something like that. It doesn't have to be changing challenge or the stuff that you got rid of was to raise your vibration so that you can move in a higher level of happiness, so that you can have a higher level of joy. That's coming forward, but when those come forward, always with change, you need to be at that higher level.
Right.
You get that? You need to stay there. You need to not go, and go all the way back to where you went that was 5 months ago where you were saying self-defeating things.
Reactive
to yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Or, right. So I think it's really about allowing that flow in spirituality if and when you have discord. So, because there's always stuff that nicks at us, and those nicks, believe it or not, are significant, because that's where you're telling your true reactive nature. You know, I mean, yeah, I work night and day to be the angelic being. You know, I want to be Christ incarnate. You know, truthfully, in a way, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I want to, you know, heal people, and I want to bring that through, but, you know, at the same time, I'm human, and, I get negative thoughts, and I have to cancel them, and I have to, you know, bring it to a different level if I'm having discord. I really don't have a lot of discord in my life either, but no matter, even if you have the perfect life, stuff comes in. So that they challenge you to rise or to be, you know, and I think it's positive what I'm saying, even though you hear the word challenges might be a negative terminology for you. Okay, so it's more about stepping into a flow that when there is discord, that you don't realize it's discord because you're already at a high enough level where you can say, I'm moving through this. You know, I'm moving through this. It doesn't affect me. I've been through this before, and I will reintegrate my truth. Because when we're faced with challenge, first thing we do is we resort to the old. We all do it, and even secondary, for second, you know, our first initial thing is, you know, or, and I said something, I can't remember what it was, but I said something like, they all need to be shot. I think I said, every congressperson needs, I shouldn't say this on here. I wasn't mean that I was going to kill anybody or anything
literal.
Like that.
Yeah, right, right.
But, yeah. But I was like, you know, none of them are functioning in their job. They all should be replaced or removed or whatever. And, you know, that's the initial thought. But then I have to think, when I canceled that and I thought, you know, I don't know what's best. So those people are there because somebody in a higher level know why those people are there. I can't figure it out. And it doesn't look real to me. You know, it doesn't look like they're creating the world I want. You know, it doesn't. But I have to believe that, you know, the other side knows more than we do and that there is an evil force. And I really believe that there was a dark force energy on our earth that has lifted completely different than just 10 years ago. And a control that was much more evil than it is now, even though I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know. So I know that we're going through something as first off as a nation, but as a whole world, we're going through something. And it does seem to be affecting the whole world, because when you follow world events, you see that it's not just us that are feeling this need to rise or our need to be heard in a truth rather than living the deception that we've lived for so long. So, and when I ask the key about it, he says, it's going to be no war. And I'm like, what day? You know, tell me so I can announce it. You know, I'd like to know. Give me the day, you know, because it's really important for people to know that day. You know, when are they going to, you know, if things are transpiring, like, and then I get the, you have to be patient, you know, I'm trying to be extreme or beyond, you know, because if I told everybody the day, then everybody would wait for that day and it would put it off.
Right.
You know, because everybody's like, we're waiting. We're not going to do anything until that day to see if
to
it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whereas, because it keeps going and going, you know, however it's going, it's creating something, and we have to believe that the vibrations, because they're strong enough now, have made the difference. And he really said made the difference. I feel like I don't know how people in the world could have financial abundance. I know that we could feed every person in the world with like 8 months of our military budget.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's that simple to have people not starving in our world. Say, hey, we're not going to fight for 8 months. Let's feed the whole world and bring people to a different level. Have children that are in Africa stop having to eat dirt instead of food. They actually make dirt bowls over in Africa where you actually eat dirt. It's a refined dirt, but still it's dirt, and they use it to fill their kids' stomachs because they don't have food. So there's a whole thing in life, and it is true, though, if you look at statistics, less people, and we've fed more people than we've ever fed in the world, and less people have died from starvation than ever before in the world. So we are making steps as a world. But it's hard to see them sometimes, and sometimes because we think we're little and that we're not as significant as we are, we don't get the whole picture. And you are really significant because I feel like your energy is really grounded and happy. I actually feel like you're happy, which is where you want to be. Now you want to make happy be joy, a constant in joy. And the way
True.
That you do that is when you, so when you have your challenges, yes, you don't integrate, you you facilitate through, I guess is the easiest way to do it. Say it. Do you get that?
Yes, right. When it speeds everything up as well if you don't let it affect you that deeply, when you just get a little bump in the road.
Then you're through it. It's like as soon as you bring it into this is discord, I'm unhappy, then you have a whole finesse of stuff that has to go through.
Right.
Because you've integrated it. You know, this is a problem. Well, and a perfect example is my website, Psychic Radio Readings. When you put psychicradioreadings.com, it goes to Environmental Life Ministries, which is my nonprofit.
Oh.
You know, so yeah, and I've been like, it's been like 2 weeks every day with Host Gator. You know, I'm not getting calls because my website, or you know, people can't pay on my website. So now I'm telling everybody, I'll send you a bill, and now I'm billing people. You know, and it's which could be a great discord, but you know, the truth is. I haven't let it integrate, and I don't really care. I mean, I want it fixed because it has, you know, it's my website, and it's a lot easier to just have people pay than to call me and then have me bill and do all that stuff. But, you know, because I'm not upset about it, it hasn't ruined 2 weeks. And it really could have. Like, before, I would have been frantic. You know, a few years ago, I would have been, oh, my God, Mala, no! How are they going to call you? And now it's just like, okay, if it goes a month, you know, it goes a month. There's nothing I can do. This is a little bit beyond my control. And so I'm still getting calls and I'm still making appointments. So I'm thinking, you know, do I actually need a website? But I do. And it will be up running again. And one day it won't be Environmental Life Ministries, my nonprofit. So I don't even know how it could have gone to that. You know, they're completely different entities, and somehow it's redirecting it to it. So, and I still have that joy. It's amazing, and you know how that. Even though, you know, they're going to throw stuff at you. It's part of us to experience, you know, and part of experience is, you know, it's stuff. It can be however we choose, though, good, bad, ugly, or just through with no emotion attached to it, you know.
So I think that's a lot of the stuff that I had that I did clear a lot. I mean, just to acknowledge or to
absolutely, I got
reinforce what my thoughts.
Yes, and all they said was, you know, your positive thoughts have created positivity. So you must have been really working on staying positive, and it must be working because you're happy, correct?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm just ready for the next. I'm ready. The internal changes I see, and now I want the external changes to come through to fruition.
Okay. So then, just go into meditation. Start in meditation and gratitude for what's transpired, and then put it into the oneness on how to bring forward your next level of experience. And I wouldn't even try to have it be too specific. I would allow to see what comes forward because we don't always know what's best for
I'm
us.
I'm open.
And
because
I think you'll be surprised that it comes that way. And I tell people that all the time, you know, that you don't necessarily have to try to manifest a specific. It's better to allow what's in your best and highest interest than to try to manifest a specific. Sometimes you do, like, need rent, and so you're saying, I need, you know, $180 or
yeah.
whatever it is, more, and then I can pay my rent or something. So then you do need to manifest something specific. But mostly, if you're trying to move forward, you want to go into your meditation, you want to be in gratitude, and then you want to be
mm-hmm.
open to allowing
mm-hmm.
what is in the best and highest interest. But you can still have dreams, like, I'd like to move forward this way. Is that in
yeah.
my best and highest interest? You can get confirmation
mm-hmm.
Or like that. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
I know you get it. I know you get it. And so I'm going to leave you with that. The last thing I'd like to
all
say,
right.
and this was just for everybody, I have a 27-year-old
mm-hmm.
son, and he doesn't really listen to my stuff, or do, you know, obviously if you're the father, you're going to have an influence on him to a degree. And he came home from work the other day, and he said, oh, my gosh. He said, I was telling them, stop saying that negative stuff. He said, I was channeling your dad. So, right. So even if you don't think that you're making a difference in a person's life, it may be impacting them on ways that you don't see, you know, because I would never have guessed that he would have started saying that, you know. And I've said it 1,000 times to him, you know, so it does make sense that he would believe it eventually. But yay, you know, and that's what I want to say for you, because I feel like you're making a difference in people's lives.
Oh.
And it's a yay. Yes, it's a yay, but you don't even realize it. But you will.
I don't.
There'll be hints or clues or skews that they're going to send you that you'll be like, oh, wow. Oh, hey, that was me. <You know? laughs> And it's a wonderful experience. It'll take you to an even different level, because you'll be like, oh, man, I'm actually affecting people and I don't even know it, you know. And you, like on the show here, you actually affect people that come to listen, because I get people that come to listen almost every show in the archive. And when one person heals on my show or makes a difference or moves forward, everybody does, because everybody gets a little bit of that vibration. It may not be to the same extent. It may be minuscule in another person's eyes, and it may be huge in another person's eyes. Do you get that?
Yeah, great. And I'll go back. You said mm-hmm. that last week you had an abundance.
I did. Yeah, it was abundance. I think if I would go back, I would actually try to do this one today more so. Because,
again. Okay.
Yeah, because this one was, I think, even more powerful. Not that they all will have a benefit for you, so you can go back. But the reason why this one
right.
was stronger is because we actually cut stuff that no longer served in the solar plexus and
mm-hmm.
in the root chakra.
The
so,
root chakra. Okay.
Yeah. So those were both areas that make people imbalanced with abundance, usually. Because a lot of people can tap into their creativity. A lot of people can get into their heart. And a lot of people know what they're projecting with their through their throat chakras. Some people can't get into their third eye. Lots of people don't realize how much they're using their third eye, and they're actually using it. So it's just they're not seeing through their third eye, but they're getting intuition through their pineal gland. It may not be manifesting as a movie. It may be a picture. It may be a flash. It's different for different people. So always just be open to every possibility and try to really I think you're on the right path. You want to be the next level. You want to be joy all the time.
Yeah.
And with joy, with a constant joy, you'll be having experiences that are optimal rather than educational, like the harder experiences that we go through,
yeah,
or that we claim are harder. Okay. Okay.
So, is this your new time now on Fridays? It's not 7 o'clock, or is it
no,
changed?
No.
This is a small. Okay. It changes.
It's interesting. I'm only going to do shows when I feel like I need to do them now.
Oh.
There was
all
a new
right.
paradigm.
So I just happened
the
to find
the old paradigm
you,
was.
So.
Yeah, you have to press follow at the top of the thing, but.
Okay.
The old paradigm was to do everything exactly, you know, the right same time, get everything lined
mm-hmm.
up, and there is
mm-hmm.
truth in that because consistency does create an audience or does create a following and stuff like that. But I'm not necessarily needing a following, or I want an audience because I want to help people. But I'm not trying to create a following. You know, like some people are trying to build up customer client things and all this stuff
right,
on top
right.
of awakening. I'm because I started so early, I don't have to do that. I'm already at the point where I just want to benefit people. You know, I really just want to help people. And the more people that I help, the better it is for me because I just get to feel that, you know, there's one more little bit of energy in the world that makes me more vibrant. Because as every single person awakes, I get a vibrational, you know, and that's true for you too. As every person awakes, you get a vibrational upgrade. And they are awakening like flowers. They're like popping, popping, popping. And it's all over the world. And I can't wait till I can say, I told you all war was going to end. I can't because... I know we're getting there. We're getting close. I mean, he's talking, you know, in a very reasonable amount of time. Huge changes are going to happen for all of us and for the financial system of the world. So those are huge statements. And they're very, you know, you can try to postulate on what that means. It's going to mean something different to probably everybody, but it does mean, to me, it means it's going to be blessing everyone. It's not a negative thing that's coming forward, no matter how scary it looks. It's not going to. We just have to stay in our light and hold our truth. Okay? I'm going to
okay.
end the show on that.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank
all
you,
right.
Anna.
Have
I
a
really
good weekend.
Appreciate
okay.
it. Namaste.
Thanks
yes, you too. Thank you, Namaste. And for everybody, just remember, life is amazing.